619 Triple Team Traffic. And how's it looking now, Andy?
Well, Amanda, traffic on I-15 looks fine. From Point of the Mountain to downtown, you've got minimum KSL travel times. The crash is cleared from northbound Bangor near 4100 South, but the crash mashed into the barrier, and it looks like it knocked some of that cement into the southbound lanes. And we do still have a Highway Patrol person sitting on scene of that. So southbound Bangor between 35th and 41st South has to move out of the left lane for a short portion. Eric Butler?
Not seeing any real difficulties getting over to the freeway in Utah County. Maybe a little bit busier at 1400 North in Springville, but most of the feeders are in great shape. Right now, I-15 itself, no accidents or delays from Spanish Fork to the Point. That's your normal KSL travel time of 24 minutes. Alicia?
Watching traffic in Davis County this morning, things seem to be running pretty smoothly for you as you're heading off through Hill Air Force Base area. I-15 southbound, Clearfield, Layton, Kaysville, all running smooth. I-89 Merge and Farmington looking good. And all the way down through North Salt Lake as you continue southbound I-15 and on Legacy Highway, connecting to I-215 running smoothly. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals' 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9.